Blog Talk Radio.
Takeover. This is a takeover. So get your hands up.
on, goddamn it. Yeah, pussy. Hey, this is crime, it's a shame. You not a juggalo, you a liar, you so lame. This a family from Detroit to L.A. And we don't give a fuck about this. Ain't no money, so get your hands up for the power and the pussy. We don't give a fuck about haters like you. I seen it all my life and I cannot stand up. Don't give up the money, take over.
Motherfucker. told you that joint was a bomb. That was like some garage funk, because it wasn't like smooth and sweet like some Parliament Funkadelic, but for some white boys playing funk, it's pretty nice. No, I'm just kidding, because obviously our new drummer, Jeremiah, a.k.a. Trauma, he's not white, but he knows a lot about playing real funk drums. And Mark, that white boy, obviously been studying some Bootsy, so he was throwing it down if you heard some of those bass riffs. And Jackson, well, he looks white, but I hear he's got some Mexican in him. You know, the so-called Mexican, which is really another name for, 100 different tribes of Indians, indigenous people of this continent. Could be Mayan, could be Aztec, could be Toltec. Did I say that right? Anyway, don't get me started, but that was some shit right there.
Ah, yeah, we back. Let's see, up next, Ghetto G, Voices.
Yo, I hate these bitches out here, man. Fucking sluts.
Yeah, I feel you, does. Fuck these bitches. Fuck them.
I had to do this. Empty room where you used to be. Your bed still made so perfectly. Can't get your face out of my head. These voices inside me are why you're dead.
Blood on my hands, I don't understand. It was with my command that it all wasn't planned. Never question faith and underestimate my hate. Yeah, you took the bait at the time, I felt so great. Yeah, you know my job, your life was robbed. I knew it was wrong, but all night I saw. Regret it every minute, my head kept on spinning. Went from a perfect man to the ultimate villain. You trust me like a saint, our love dried like paint. You never had a complaint before you died, I made you faint. Said I love you, pulled the trigger, never made mistakes or bigger. Took your life, never thought twice, I'd become a dirty sinner. I still will you ring, a buddy suspects the thing. Bear you under a swing, still living like a king. I'm slimy as a squid, can't take back what I did. Tried to leave, but I forget, gotta explain it to the kids.
Empty room where you used to be. Your bed still made so perfectly. Can't get your face up out my head. Your voice is inside me, you're why you're dead. Bitches are missed, yeah, I reminisce. From the first time we met through our first kiss. How could I ever do this to you? What have these voices got me into?
This is permanent as a tattoo. I went to the extreme like my name is Sabu. Why did I do it? I guess I'll explain. These voices inside just scream my name. Once they say, that's when I know it's time to play. Not my fault that you stay till anything that's in my way. They torture me inside and build up my anger with every step I take. They say, danger, danger. Just a fight between good and evil. Ended the life of a lot of good people. My wife was my heart. This is ripping me apart. I didn't want to start to rip away your body parts. Put them on my plate, digest you and my soul. Now together we are one, yeah, we are whole. I will miss your face, but damn, I love your taste. I'll make sure no one ever takes your place.
Empty room where you used to be. Your bed still made so perfectly. Can't get your face up out my head. These voices inside me, you're why you're dead. Bitches are missed, yeah, I reminisce. From the first time we met through our first kiss. How could I ever do this to you? What have these voices got me into?
Listen, bitch, it's time to stop faking. I killed your ass so fine, you know I was hating. Cheer behind my back, you are being a whore. Seesaw in your life, make sure you don't reach 40. Once adore me, truth did you bore me. But when I found out, it motherfucking tore me. Wish I could kill you, bring it back to life. For one bitch that I wish I could kill twice. Took a fucking axe, started chopping and whacking. Die, bitch, die. Say hi to Michael Jackson. Hope you rot in hell, burn in the fire. Hope you die slow, because that was my desire. Fucking with me is a place you don't want to go. The sex was horrible, couldn't even blow. Blaming on the voices, but I did it with a smile. My life is better without you, slut. You were so fucking foul.
Empty room where you used to be. Your bed still made so perfectly. Can't get your face up out my head. These voices inside me, you're why you're dead. Bitches are missed, yeah, I reminisce. From the first time we met to our first kiss. How could I ever do this to you?
Fucking bitches try to steal your heart, and then they want to leave. I will never be replaced. You will die loving me, bitch.
You gonna die, bitch. You gonna
enjoy your life while you have it, bitch. I'll make sure you never forget me, slut.
You gonna die, bitch.
Yo, welcome to my horror flick. time to stretch your skin out like elastic. I can't think clear with these voices in my head. They keep on showing me visions of you dead. The plans that I got for you are so damn devious. Too bad for you, cause you end up motionless. Once I get you, hang you up like a topsy-turvy. I'ma destroy you like a destruction derby. Put you in a nuke, stand tight real tight. Light your body up like a fucking meteorite. This is revenge on all your stupid sluts. We leaving you dead, laying in your own guts. Thought you were the one, this love is so blinding. Now it's your body parts that are grinding. Cause you thought it would be cool to commit adultery. Now you hacked up in some unknown cemetery. This empty room where you used to be, your bed still made so perfectly. Can't get your face up out my head. Your voice is inside me, you're why you're dead. Bitch, you're so missed, yeah, I reminisce. From the first time we met to our first kiss. How could I ever do this to you? What have these voices got me into?
I am next, Joe the Gray Wizard.
Joe the Gray Wizard.
This one time, there was a friend of mine. His name was Joe the Gray Wizard. Now, Joe wasn't really a wizard per se. He was more of a warlock because he practiced the Wiccan belief. And what he was most known for amongst our crew was empowering stones. He could basically take any kind of stone and bestow it with luck or protection or love. And then you would gain that benefit along those lines as long as you held those stones in your possession. And that's basically what Joe the Gray Wizard was known for. Now, this one incident happened that I'll never forget. And again, it was one of those things that, you know, people would probably dismiss. You know, at some point, like if they've seen it, you know, they might be astonished by it at first, but then as time went on, they would probably just dismiss it out of their mind. But I'll never forget this moment. And, you know, like retelling it, it might not sound that fantastical, but it really did amaze me when it happened. 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 All right, we used to go to Chicago once a year to this arcade. It was a virtual reality arcade called the BattleTech Simulator. And now, like, you know, I'd go down there with a group of my friends, and we'd usually spend a weekend down there. Now, anybody that's ever been to Chicago, they know that it's incredibly windy. Like, you know, at certain parts of the year, you know, they don't call it the Windy City for nothing. And this particular time was in wintertime. And where we parked our car was like about quarter mile away from where this arcade was, because it was in the middle of the downtown area. You know, parking was always for shit. Anyway, we parked our car and we walked to the virtual reality arcade. And as we're walking, there's this incredible like biting wind. It was crazy cold and just like blasting you in the face, you know. And you know, there was a really strong force to it, to the point where it was uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It was the kind of shit that caused your eyes to water, and then they would just like freeze. You know what I mean? Because it was so fucking cold at the same time. So anyway, we go to the arcade. You know, we went to the arcade this one particular day, and you know, we got our gaming in. And when we were leaving, it was nighttime, so it was even colder. And most of my friends were walking up front. And me and Joe, the Gray Wizard, we were about a block behind, and we were walking. And this wind was just nonstop blasting in one direction right into our faces. I looked at Joe, the Gray Wizard, and I said, man, I wish this fucking wind would stop, you know? And as soon as I said that, he looked over at me. And he bowed his head as we were walking forward, like pushing into this wind. And he extended his hand out in a stopping motion. So here he is walking, bowing his head in deep concentration, like looking down, not really looking at anything because he had his eyes closed, but in deep concentration. And he was holding his hand out in front of himself, right? All of a sudden, this wind that had been blowing for hours, you know what I mean, nonstop, suddenly stopped. And not only did it stop, but all of a sudden I felt like a gentle pushing of this wind behind us. You know what I mean? The whole time it was blowing in one direction, which was like straight onto us as we were walking. And all of a sudden, the wind was like gently pushing us from the back. It was almost like the wind was wrapping itself around a shield that was in front of us and like curling into the back. You know what I mean? Like curling into the back around the shield. And I looked at Joe as I was walking, and I couldn't believe what was happening. And when we got back to the vehicle, I wouldn't let it go, man. I was like, Joe, how the fuck do you do that, man? You stop the fucking wind. Are you serious right now? I was like, how do you have these powers? You know what I mean? And he just looked, you know, he was a real humble dude, you know what I'm saying? He just kind of looked and smiled. You know, like he would never tell anybody anything about his magical powers or how he went about changing the world. That always stuck with me, and even years later, I would ask him, you know, Joe, man, when are you going to tell me how you stopped that fucking wind, man? This Joe the Great Wizard, I had, you know, I was friends with him for many years, and there was another incident that happened where we were actually playing a game of Morton's List. Now, Morton's List is a game that basically you roll randomly on this table and it gives you a random activity, something to do, you know, and all the activities are basically something that someone would do for fun. Anyway, we happen to roll sands. And we happen to be playing a game with Joe the Great Wizard. You know, so we talked about it and we decided that we were going to hold the sands right at Psychopathic Records, like right at the office. And Joe the Great Wizard, who was very versed in seances, would actually conduct it. So we were like, all right, cool. So we went there. We basically got all the stuff we needed. We got 4 candles. They were brand new candles. And he needed a sheet of glass, you know, which we got. And so the glass was, he explained it, was going to be the gateway into the spiritual realm. And so then we conducted the seance, and we were trying to reach a really good friend of mine who passed away in high school. He actually committed suicide. His name was Kenny Veach. And this was a really good friend of mine. Like, I've tried to reach him in several different seances throughout my life. All through middle school, I hung real tight with this kid, like, every day, you know, without fail. And then when we went into high schools, he actually moved away, and we kind of separated. Anyway, he committed suicide. And when they found his body, he was actually in his garage, you know, he kept the car running, you know, to kill himself. And when they found his body, he was actually in the garage with his body stretched out toward the door leading out of the garage. Like he had changed his mind last minute and he didn't want to commit suicide, but it was too late. He passed before he got to the door. Anyway, so we decided we were going to try to contact Kenny Veach, you know, because I always felt like I never got closure, you know, with him. And so, like, that was, you know, when it was brought up, who should we try to reach, you know, that's who I wanted to bring up, because, like, I felt like if we can somehow, you know, come in contact with him, I would like to have my final words with him. So anyway, we were conducting the seance, and Joe the Great Wizard, like, when he did seances, he would always begin it with open the gate, you know, and he explained it. Seances are dangerous because whenever you do a seance, you have to open a gate. The problem is with opening a gate is you never know who's going to come through that gate. And he explained that the glass was a representation of that gate, but it also allowed him to peer into the other side so he could see what was about to come through the gate. You know, using his warlock abilities, he was able to perceive the spiritual realm, at least, you know, a part of the spiritual realm by use of the sheet of glass. So anyway, we were holding the seance and we were trying to reach Kenny Veach, and he opened the gate, and, you know, he warned us all, like, before we even did it, you know, this could be something that might get fucked up. You know what I mean? So by opening the gate, you never know what's going to come through. So we started doing the seance. At one point, we asked for a sign. And just as he asked for a sign that there was a spirit like close at hand, you know, that could assist us in finding Kenny Veach, we heard a heavy thump on the roof of the building. So we all looked up and we were like, you know, kind of like, whoa, that was fucked up, you know? We were kind of looking around at each other and we heard the thump again. So then we were like, is this fucking real? You know what I mean? Nah, it's probably just like something weird. Even though we didn't hear no thump at all the rest of the time. So then he asked the spirits to help us to find Kenny Veach. So he looked down and he said, can we get another sign? And as he was saying that, on the table were those four candles. Now, each candle was casting a perfect shadow because they were all brand new candles. And this shadow was like around the base of the candle, and it probably extended out about 2 inches. Anyway, as he asked for the second sign, all of a sudden, one of the shadows on the candle begins expanding across the table. And we were like, I think I was the first one to notice it. I was like, whoa, look at that shadow. And it was just creeping, growing. Then it was 3 inches, then it was 4 inches. All of a sudden it was about like 7 or 8 inches expanding across the table. As if it was like I don't even fucking know how to explain it. But it was one of those things where it just flipped your mind. Like you're looking at it and you're not even, your mind is having a hard time processing what you're seeing. Because it's something that's just, it's breaking the rules of this world. Like, it's just not, it's not supposed to be happening. So, as it dawned upon everyone what was going on, as the shadow was expanding across the table, all of a sudden, Joe the Grey Wizard, he looked out at the mirror, and we looked over at him, and you just see this look of complete terror on his face. Just complete and utter terror. And then he said, close the gate, close the gate, close the gate. Like he screamed it out. And then we're like, all of a sudden, boom, the shadow went back to normal. The thumping on the roof stopped. And we're all looking around like, what the fuck happened, man? Like, what's going on, you know? And Joe said that he's seen some sort of demonic form that was coming through the glass. And he said that it was wolf-like in nature. The way he described it was it was a wolf-type demonic creature that was trying to break its way up through the glass to get out into our world. And he was able to, at the last minute, he was able to close the gate to keep it from entering our world. Part of the reason that I wanted to tell you the wind story, it's because I want you to know that Joe the Grey Wizard, he was not prone to like bullshit stories, or, you know, he wasn't into the displays of his abilities or his powers. So I never questioned his abilities and like his stones that he gave out and that he empowered. Like I always took them as if they were gold. You know what I mean? Because I knew that in some way, somehow, he was able to actually utilize real and true magic, you know, to affect, you know what I mean? To affect this world.
The Road.
The greatest adventure that I've ever been on involved a road. But not just any road, the road. Some of y'all have read about it in ICP's autobiography, Behind the Paint. Now this road, when we were growing up, it was the stuff of legend. Kids talked about it from as far back as I can remember. And there was rumors that abounded about the road. Some said there was an insane asylum on it. Others said that it was impossible to drive all the way through it and survive. And others, I remember one of the tales was this guy was driving down the road and he basically pretended his car broke down to spook his girlfriend. And then these lunatics dragged him out of the car and killed him. Those were the kind of legends that as a child, they just sparked my interest to no end. And I vowed then and there that at some point I would encounter and defeat the road. As the years passed, I basically kind of forgot about it altogether until I was about 17 years old. One day, my friend Matt Hapton came up to me and he was all crazy excited. And he was like, Rob, you got to check this out. Last night, we went down this crazy-ass road. It had an insane asylum on it. It had a cemetery. It was fucking wicked as fuck. He was like, you got to check it out. So I was like, oh, hell no. And all of a sudden, all those stories came up from my childhood, and I started remembering all the stories about the road, and I was like, could this be it? I was like, no way. So I was like, all right, check this out. We got to go down there. It's time for a ninja mission. We're going to walk that bitch.
Walk that bitch. Walk that bitch.
So we set the date, and of course, it couldn't be anything other than October 30th at midnight, Devil's Night. So we gathered the strongest warriors that we knew at the time from our crew. People that we knew would be a super asset to help us survive. So we gathered my brother Joe.
Right here.
Joey Usler.
Yep.
Steve Lindholm.
What up?
My boy Don Lichtel.
Ta-da!
Jim Symington.
Here.
And Nate the motherfucking Mac.
Yeah.
Now, we decided that we would each bring one weapon, you know, with us. So, you know, people brought everything from a moose bone to bow and arrows. You know what I mean? So we were like ready. Of course, I had the staff, which is my weapon of choice. We had about a month to prepare for the road. So the whole time we were in school, that's all we could fucking talk about. It was like whoever would listen to us, we were telling them about the road and what we were going to do, how we were going to freak it. And finally, these two kids approached me and they were claiming that they had been to the road. And I was like, you know, at first I was skeptical, but then when they started describing it, there was way too many similarities. Like, there was no doubt in my mind that they had been there. And they told me there was a monastery on the road full of monks. And the monks there, they don't like anybody to go there to fuck around. Anybody that comes around their property, they'll attack them, and they have shotguns that shoot rock salt. So they told us the story about him and his boy, you know, were down there fucking around. And they seen the monk monastery, so they pulled their truck over and got out, and they started walking toward it to investigate. Suddenly, they said they heard this whistling, because the monks, they took a vow of silence, so they can't talk, so they communicate by whistling. And they said they heard whistling, and then shortly after that, they heard the shattering of glass coming from their truck. So they ran back there to check it out, and that's when they got blasted by rock salt from a shotgun by these monks, and then they got beat the fuck down. So they were so enraged, they said that, man, they were like super pissed off, and they continued the story. They actually went back, found one of the monks' vehicles and trashed it and flipped it and all this other shit. Anyway, we were like, man, we were like, that only intensified the situation. You know, most logical people would be like, oh, fuck that, I ain't gonna fuck with that. We were like, oh, that's awesome.
You tell me
there's fucking these evil monks like patrolling the road and shit. We were like, man, that just made it all the hyper. It was like living up to the legend, you know. So anyway, it finally came to Devil's Night, and we all piled up in the 69 Oldsmobile, this big ass fucking car with a V8 rocket engine, and we rode down there to the mouth of the road. Now, when we got there, we pulled into the woods and we camouflaged the car. We basically took all this foliage and we piled it on top of the car so that, you know, nobody could see it or find the car. And then we stood there at the mouth of the road. Now, all of us were totally camouflaged the fuck out, even the face paint. And we all had weapons and we were in full ninja mode and the adrenaline was just surging. It was midnight and it was completely dark and we're just looking down at this long ass fucking tunnel
that's before us, just immense in darkness, and the wind is shifting, and you hear like loons in the fucking woods and these weird animals and shit. And, you know, being from the city, we're not used to that, so we're looking around like, oh shit. You know what I mean? And but we were ready. We were fucking more than ready. I think our whole lives we were ready for this moment. So we started walking into the woods. Now, the first thing that happened to us on the road was we heard a CB going off. So when we heard the CB crackling, you know what I mean? Like maybe there's like a lookout or a caretaker, you know, basically watching the road for like people like us that are out there like fucking around. So we ran into the cemetery. And I remember like the first thing I did was like we all kind of slid behind gravestones. And we sat there and we were like completely still and silent. And we looked around and we were like, all right, look, check this out. I was telling everybody, we're just going to wait here. We're going to wait here until we see if the cops come or whatever. And we're not going to fucking move. Because we were like way deep in the cemetery. And I couldn't help but look over at the tomb that was the catacombs that was sitting in the middle of the cemetery. It was this big foreboding building. And I remember the story my mom told me about how she used to go there as a kid and knock on that door. And, you know, it was rumored they wouldn't survive if they did that. Anyway, probably about 10 minutes passed, but it seemed like 3 hours as we sat there waiting. And nothing happened. No car came, no nothing. So finally we were like, all right, come on, let's go. Now, walking the road is much, much different than driving it. You just feel unsafe. You feel exposed to all the elements, and like anything can happen at any time. And the woods are so dense and so dark that it's as if like if somebody was hiding in the woods, they could just reach your arm out and grab you. You're like, you would never see them coming. So the whole time you're like looking constantly back and forth, you know, over your shoulder, like expecting anything to jump out at you at any time. So you're like, needless to say, we were gripping our weapons super tight, like white knuckle tight, as we proceeded forth because we were super cautious. Now, the next thing that we came upon was the insane asylum. It was actually lit up. There was lights shining at various points throughout the woods. Like they were probably about, let's say, 50 feet apart. And so there was this fence that ran along the road on the left side that housed the insane asylum grounds. And then on the other side of that fence were all these lights just in the middle of fucking woods, you know? So we came upon this conclusion, I don't know if it was justified or not, that it was probably an insane lunatic had escaped, you know what I mean? And that's why they had it lit up, because they were looking for his ass. So that compiled with all the rumors from the past got us really amped up, so we quickened our pace to get past the insane asylum, expecting any moment for an insane lunatic to jump out at us. We crossed past the insane asylum. Luckily, nothing happened. So then, the next thing we saw was what can only be described as an old, ancient World War II bunker. It was shaped like curved, like a big curved building. And it must have been a part of a farmland because there was a barbed wire fence that ran in front of it and bales of hay stacked up on the side of it, like a big hay pile. But it was so dark we couldn't see any houses or a farmhouse or anything. It was just this old ancient building, a structure. So I said, look, I'm going to check it out. You know, I told everybody I'm going to check it out. They're like, all right. So I hopped over the fence and I started walking toward it. And that's when something huge moved in the darkness. And I looked up. I was like, my mind started flipping because I couldn't understand what I was seeing. But it was this giant form suddenly moved to face me. And I'd seen its eyes glistening in the darkness. And it was huge. So I looked at it. And then my mind started registering what it was. And I screamed out, "Bull!" as loud as I could. Because all I saw was these fucking horns. So I thought the thing was about to charge me. It was this giant fucking beast in the middle of the woods in the darkness, you know, just in this, like, by this building. And I thought it was about to rush me, so I started running. And I flipped over the fence, like, I don't even know how I did it. It was like a ninja flip. Like my adrenaline was going so fast, I was just like, pa, and I was over that fence. Anyway, we started looking to try to see what the fuck it was, and it ended up it was a fucking cow. Now, I didn't know this, but, you know, being from the city and stuff, but, like, some cows have, like, these small horns on their head, you know? So once I determined it was safe, I kind of went over the fence again. And then the cow was, like, moving slowly away from me. That's when I started hearing all the moo sounds coming from all the cows that were packed in the infantry-style building that they were in. So I got real close to it and looked in, and it looked like there was like 100 of these cows just all packed in there. I mean, maybe that's exaggeration, but there was a lot of fucking cows just packed in there. So I went back to my crew and I said, look, test of bravery. We're going to survive the road. If we're going to be able to continue this mission, we have to fucking test ourselves right now. We each have to walk through that barn. So they were like, all right, bet. So we all hopped the fence. We went up to the fucking the structure, and we started to slowly walk through in the dark, packed with cows. Now, it's no easy task because, like, as we were moving through, we started disturbing the cows, and they all started, like, moving around to try to get out the building. So as we're, like, walking, you're kind of getting battered by these giant bodies that are moving in the complete darkness, and we didn't have no light. That's another thing I wanted to mention. The whole time of the road, it was a strictly no-light policy. We didn't have flashlights. We didn't have nothing. We were in straight-up ninja mode. Like, we didn't want to give ourselves away. So we're, like, walking through this barn, and these cows are shifting, and we're, like, sinking in shit and mud, and it was crazy. So finally, the cows all strung out into the field, and we were, like, they were mooing, like, real fucking loud, causing a big commotion. And, you know, and basically spanning out, like, try to imagine, like, 100 cows all fanning out into the field, and they're all mooing and you know, just, like, getting as live as cows can get. Suddenly, we seen this light come on from a far distance. When the light came out, we could see the porch. And out of the porch, we see this door open, and this man steps out onto the porch with a shotgun. We were like, oh, fuck. Let's get the fuck out of here. And we all start running. And we were like, come on, we got to get over the fence. Now, in the darkness, running, I didn't see the barbed wire. Like, I couldn't gauge where exactly it was at, and I ran smack into that bitch. And I caught one of the barbs, like, right between my eyes, like, just at the apex of my nose. And it just, bam, like, I saw, like, this sharp, like, white light for a second. And next thing I know, there was blood dripping down my nose in my face. And I saw, like, one of my other boys, he started up the pile of hay, and all of a sudden, he just sunk right in the middle of the hay. Boom, he just disappeared. You know, just like a soft spot in the top of the hay, and he was just disappeared. So at this time, everybody's kind of, like, panicking. And eventually, we made it all over the barbed wire fence, and we ran down the road for quite a bit. We finally got off to the side of the road, and we started catching our breath. And at that point, people wanted to go back. They were like, man, fuck this, you know, this is too much, you know. So I remember it was at that moment where my brother stepped up and he basically gave this really elaborate speech, you know, like a super motivational speech, you know. No, you know, this is our time. Why are we going to go back now? We have to fucking school this and survive this, and you know, you knew there was going to be dangers. You know, what did you think? This is going to be easy? This is what a test of a ninja is all about. Surviving this road, like right now, right here. You know what I mean? You're just going to go back and fail? And he was just like, fuck that. And he was just getting all worked up. So when he gave that speech, everybody kind of like, it kind of inspired everybody again, you know, like my brother was always real good at that, like hyping people up, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, of course I stood by him, you know what I mean? They're like, man, you're all fucked up. You're bleeding from your nose and shit. And I was like, man, this ain't shit. You know, there was no way, no question. There's no way I was going back. So we continued further down the road. We traveled about a mile or so more down the road. And we were coming across this bend in the road, and that's when we heard it.
it started really far away off in the distance, almost like outside of your hearing range. And it sounded almost ghostly, and it was a whistle. And when we heard that, we all stopped, and in the back of our minds, we're like, did we just hear that? And then all of a sudden, closer, like that whistle was like off to the left, and all of a sudden off to the right and closer, we heard a repeat whistle. And when we heard that, I swear to you, the blood in my body just froze. And it was at that moment when I realized all the rumors about the road were true. To me, everything that was spoken was true. And we were being hunted. That's what I realized next. That those whistles, and they kept repeating on each side of us from all angles, were the monks in the road. And they knew we were there, and they were actively hunting us. So I remember I looked at Don, and I was like, you know, my mind, like being a role player, like sometimes I can shut off fear and like think. I can kind of step outside of myself. And I looked at Don, and I said, Don, man, repeat that whistle, you know, so they think we're one of them. You know what I mean? And so Don went up there and he did some kind of bullshit whistle. It sounded nothing like what they were doing. And so when he did that whistle, all the whistling stopped and there was complete silence save for our heavy breathing and the crickets. I told everybody, man, get your fucking weapons ready. You know, this is it. You know what I mean? We were ready. We felt like they were going to come busting out of the woods at any second. So we started to pick up our pace, you know what I mean, moving down the road, and that turned into like a jog. We started running. You know, I just gripped my staff extra tight, and we're running down this road, you know what I'm saying, and looking around, and just like there's nothing, though, no whistling, no nothing, just silence. So we ran, I'm not even sure how long it was, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes, when we finally started slowing down. And when we looked behind us, all we saw was a wall of darkness. And we didn't hear any whistling. So we stopped and we were like, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. And we just really listened as close as we can. Now it was at this time, as we stood there on the side of the road listening, that I looked over and through the trees I saw a light emanating. So I looked at my boys and I was like, that's it. That's the fucking monk monastery. It's in the same area, like straight up. We're right on top of the monk monastery. We left the road and we started cutting through the woods. And we came upon a barbed wire fence. So we hopped that, went about 10 more feet, another barbed wire fence. So we all hopped that and we kept going real quiet as we possibly could be. And when we got close to the wood's edge, we all dropped down and started low crawling all the way up to the edge of the woods. And we looked down. Now, the monk monastery, the stone building with the jagged edges, the jagged rooftops, was all lit up. And there was a clearing, like they had cut all the trees around it for about 100 feet in all directions. And it was in the middle of this field that kind of bowled down. So the monastery was at the base of this bowl type effect, like the land sloped down toward the middle. It's kind of as if a big meteor hit there and left a big crater. That's kind of how it was, but it was like grass. And it sloped down, and there in the middle was this stone monastery. Huge. And the tops of it were jagged points, and it had vines growing up the sides of it. And there was a gigantic window. It looked like a giant church window in front of it. And there was a little shed along the side of it. And so we looked down at this monk monastery, and as we watched, we can see through the giant picturesque window, there was some sort of ceremony going on. There was a monk in a brown robe, and there was a man in front of the window. And the man was standing there with his head bowed as the monk looked like he was blessing him. And the man was just dressed in normal clothes, like jeans and a t-shirt, you know, but he was like kind of bowing there, and the monk wearing the full-on cowl with the hood was like blessing him. So we were like in awe as we watched this, and clearly they couldn't tell we were out there. I mean, we were like far away from where that was happening. The only reason we could see it is because inside the window were like hundreds of candles. They're all lit. So we stood there and watched it for a while. And then finally the monk and the man left. And I told everybody, I said, test the bravery. And they're like, looking at me like, oh shit, not again. And I was like, look, everybody's got to go down and we got to at least touch the monastery. Like, if we don't do this, we're fucking straight up bitches. I was like, you gotta do it. So they were like, all right, bet. So I started down the hill, and I low crawled all the way down that bitch. Now, this is even before I joined the army, but I'm gonna tell you what, man, I was like the best low crawl you ever seen. You know, stay low to the ground, and it was sloped down, so it was pretty easy actually to slide down the hill. And I got all the way down to where the shed was, and I stopped and I looked and I was listening to see if anybody was in there. I didn't hear anything, so I kept low crawling all the way up to the building, and I touched it, and then I started hightailing it back. Now, as I was going up, I saw everybody else coming down. Like, when they seen like I had made it safely, everything was good, they all started running down, like not even trying to fucking front or low crawl or anything, and they just went all the way down to the base of the monastery, and I came back up to where, close to where the barbed wire fence was, in the same position, and I got down, and I was watching them. Now, these motherfuckers, man, they were running all the way around that bitch, looking in the windows and, you know, just like no fucking care at all. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, shit, you know, what the fuck are they doing? So then after about a couple minutes of that, like just kind of like everybody going crazy, losing their mind, everybody started running back up. So when they got back to my location, they all kind of plopped down. They were out of breath and everything. I was like, whoa, what's going on, man? What are you guys doing? And everybody had a story. They're like, oh, man, it's fucking crazy. I fucking looked in. I think it was Don. He was like, I looked in. I seen this fucking monk. He was walking down the fucking hallway butt-ass naked. I was like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, yeah, man, he had no clothes, just walking down the hallway. And then another guy was telling me, he looked in his window, and there was a bedroom, and there was a monk praying on the edge of the bed naked. So we're like, get the fuck out of here, man. What are you talking about? And it's like, yeah, and everybody had all these stories, like monks walking with the brown robes on, the whole nine. So we were like, all right, man, let's get the fuck out of here, you know what I mean? So we started crossing. We crossed the one barbed wire fence. We crossed the second barbed wire fence. We got back to the road. We started walking, like, quickly. We were feeling a little bit better because we went all the way around that monastery. Like, it wasn't shit, and we didn't get attacked. Nothing happened. We hadn't heard the whistling, you know, in a long time now. So we're like, all right, we're fucking good. So we started crossing down the road, and all of a sudden, we started hearing these fucking shots. And as we hear the shots, you just hear like these pellets. Is the only way I can explain it. Like these pellets ripping through the dense wood, like popping off of tree trunks and splintering small branches and cutting through the leaves and shit. Like, it's just, it was weird. Like, it had this fucking crazy weird sound, and it sounded like it was coming from all around us. We just heard this popping and these shotguns going off. So as we heard that, I looked back and I said, run. As loud as I could, fucking run. And we started hauling ass because we couldn't even tell where it was coming from. And we just all started running as fast as we could, just like straight down the road, like the same direction we were headed, you know, just running. Now, as I ran, there was a small path that crossed across the road. It was like a four-way intersection. And as I ran past that, I looked off to my left as I was running. Now, this small path went down a ways, like maybe about 50 feet, and it opened into this clearing. And in the clearing, I saw about four or five pickup trucks in a circle on the edge of the clearing. And there, standing in the middle of the clearing, were these monks. A group of monks, all dark in the, you know, really dark in the darkness, like almost like silhouettes. And they're pointing guns at us as we're passing by and shooting.
So the reality of that, that image of them standing there in the clearing, that will forever remain in my mind. Like, I will never forget that. It was one of the scariest moments of my life. And, you know, it just felt like we weren't going to make it. You know what I mean? I really felt like at that moment that we were done. And so we kept running. And my boy, Steve Lindholm, got hit in the leg. And he started screaming. I guess his momentum, the adrenaline was flowing so hard that he just kept fucking running. And we were trying to help him. We were like, come on, come on. And he was all in pain, and we just kept running. So we ran and we ran until we were almost out of breath, like completely exhausted. And that's when somebody yelled, "Car!" And we looked back, and sure enough, coming down the road from the same direction we were running from, we saw a set of headlights that were coming at us. So we all ditched to the right side of the road, and we got deep into the woods, and we dropped down. And we were trying to be as still as we possibly could, even though we were all breathing heavy. And then I was looking, and sure enough, here come the pickup trucks. The same ones that were in the field, slowly creeping down the road as if they were looking for us. And as they passed one by one, you can see in the back window there were gun racks where their shotguns were nestled and their rifles were like nestled onto these racks in the back window of the cab of the pickup trucks. Now, the amazing thing was right at this moment, I look over and there's Don Lichtel standing up, notching an arrow into his bow as he's watching these pickup trucks slowly pass by. Now, one thing I want to tell you about Don Lichtel, like, I've seen this dude stand up. He's an Hawaiian dude. He stands about 5'6" tall, and I've seen him stand up against muscular 6'4" ninjas in high school, like talking mad shit, like ready to fight them. So he was standing there with his bow and arrow, and he's slowly pulling the bow back. And there at the tail end of the convoy of pickup trucks is one pickup truck that is just tailing behind, and it's a big gap between the rest of the convoy and them. It's moving slower than the rest of the trucks. So we're all standing there watching Don in awe when suddenly he comes right up to the side of the road and unleashes the arrow almost at point-blank range. Next thing we saw was the window just shattered as the arrow goes through and embeds itself into the passenger seat, narrowly missing the monk that was sitting there. The driver throws up his hands in panic, and the next thing we saw was the pickup truck swerve off to the side of the road and bam, hit a tree and come to a stop. Now, when that happened, there was a few moments where we're all kind of looking at each other. We're looking at the pickup truck, and all of a sudden, this rage just overtook us. And we all got up almost at once, and we started rushing the truck. Now, by the time we gained our wits and started rushing the truck, they had already opened the driver and the passenger door, and they started running through the woods. So we gave chase. Now, I didn't make it very far. We kind of split up because the two monks ran in two different directions. And one group was following the one guy, I was following the other guy. Next thing I know, I entered the woods, and I probably only made it like 5 or 10 feet when all of a sudden this branch just caught my eye, just like poked me right in the eye. So I was all in this pain. I kept running for a little while longer, and bam, I hit a bush or some shit, some underbrush, and it just totally knocked me off my feet. So as I lay there in pain, I'm like hearing this echoing of these voices deep in the woods. I hear my brother and my friends cursing out these monks, and I hear him shouting like, "Oh, he's over here, come on," and just shouts echoing through the woods, just mad chaos. So anyway, I found out later that they gave chase for a while, but nobody ever caught him. And it was kind of lucky that branch caught my eye, because if I would have been running after them, I probably would have caught them, because I was basically the best runner we had. And in a way, I'm really happy that I didn't catch them, you know, because if we would have caught them, it would have been real bad. So after the monks got away, we regrouped back onto the road, and we continued down the road for a few more miles. As we came to the end of the road, we started to see sparse houses start to appear, and we started to feel a sense of joy and safety as we emerged once again back into civilization. We had made it. We had survived and conquered the road. We traveled for a ways until we finally found a payphone where we called our boy to come pick us up, who took us back to our car. When we got there, we removed the camouflage to find a note was tucked underneath the windshield wiper. When we read it, it simply said, "If we would have found you, we would have killed you." We assumed, of course, that it was from the monks. It was their last message left to us, warning us to never come back. But we had survived, so it didn't matter at that point, because we went home with a notch in our belt that we had completed our ninja mission, the greatest ninja mission. And that was a moment that will forever remain in my mind as the greatest adventure that I believe I've ever been on and probably will ever be on in my life.
NOG, you goblin-looking motherfucker. What up?
Somebody called a midget keeper. Midget handler. And damn it, Jump Steady, I'm tired of hearing your same story over and over again.
Yeah, well, how about fucking Joan Hart of Joan, whatever the fuck that bitch's name is, Joan Rivers, being called a goblin?
How about the fact that Violent J said he would hit it?
Yeah, that too.
But they're starting this season off nicely. They're actually making fun of people this season.
Yeah, no, right? Unlike last season. I mean, come on. They were actually being nice to people last season.
And, each episode, we keep finding out more and more of how gay Shaggy may be.
It's true. It's damn true.
Like the first season, man, they always made dick jokes the entire episodes and shit. Now he's talking about how he likes to watch guys work out. Come on, what's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Like, even fucking Kevin Gill wasn't even shocked by that shit.
Yeah, I think they got a better flow on this, the way they got it set up now. This, the last season where they talked to, like, Vampiro and all them, and it would just be slow and boring.
Well, yeah.
But now they're quick with it, you know, and it's more entertaining.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, shit, man, fucking... I mean, they again, Shaggy fucking mentioned something that we all knew. The fact that Fergie is wearing a wig and has a dick.
Yeah, people always make fun of Black Eyed Peas because they do fucking suck.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I definitely agree with that black dude, though, man, yeah. I wouldn't mind get paid for them motherfuckers doing everything.
Hell yeah. But yo, like I said, I've been enjoying my fucking Pokemon battles today.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Any reason why?
It started being fun. I mean, come on, man. Like, that sent you, man. Like, they have so many amazing fucking dope games. Like, you know, they got, like, Mortal Kombat up on there. They got, like, all the fucking Pokemon games for fucking Game Boy where you can actually play them online.
That's what you sent me.
Yeah.
There's no point. I love it. Though, it was just Pokemon games.
Well, if you click on Crystal Version, like I'll take you down to the popular games. Like it shows like Mortal Kombat, like at the bottom.
I don't know. I only really liked the first couple Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Mortal Kombat, like, for Game Boy, man, like, old-school Mortal Kombat.
Man, I never really owned a Game Boy. I owned like, a Game Boy Color for, like, a limited time, and I only had, like, one or two games for it. And one of them was the Pokemon Blue version.
Yeah, man, they got Pokemon Red up on here, Pokemon Silver, Gold, Yellow, Crystal. The trading game, or trading card game. I know Ducky's gonna be having a fucking ball with that game, or that site.
Yeah, after she's done fighting with everybody on the internet.
Yep.
I made this page to help people not to have sex with you. I wish I could see these conversations, man, because that should be hilarious.
Hell yeah.
For all these girls always complaining about dudes hitting them up like that.
Yeah, mainly Chris, who hits them up with nudes.
Like, shit, man. Like, I've said inappropriate things a lot of times in my life. And I said something to some chick or something, not knowing she was married, and then she had her husband come message me.
What the? Okay, why the fuck is Lil Wayne showing up on my fucking newsfeed?
I don't know, because you clicked that like button, because you're a big fan.
Hell nah. I didn't even like the motherfucker. Or follow. It just fucking popped up out of nowhere.
Yeah, kind of like his career.
Yeah, I mean, it says right here, suggested post. And now I'm about to start a fight.
Man, it's a suggested post, man. It doesn't mean you liked it.
Exactly. This is why I'm going to fucking start a war on Lil Wayne's own page.
Yeah, that's real mature. Let's go fight with a bunch of little kids that like Lil Wayne on this page. Sounds like a good time.
Hey, look, this dude, Demetrius, puts him a picture of Tupac saying, if I was still alive, Lil Wayne would be working at McDonald's right now.
Well, I really don't know how true that is, but it is a funny picture.
Hell yeah.
And he'll be one of them people wanting to get $15 for that.
Oh, man. Let's see. Someone actually commented on that picture saying, so true.
Wow, that's a great comment. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, and some dumbass Zane decided to say, bullshit for real, rap changed so Wayne would not be working anywhere, you dumb fuck. Tupac is overrated and shit.
I don't even know why anybody feels the need to stick up for Lil Wayne. It's a pointless cause.
Let's see, the dude Daryl goes, Tupac sucks. Wayne is so much better. He's 10 times the rapper Tupac could have ever been.
I don't know. It's not even worth arguing about anymore. Can't really stress the fact enough that he's terrible. from his lyrics to his voice to the way he looks.
Oh, I'm starting the war. I want to know why the fuck this shit was suggested.
Because Facebook thought you may like it.
Well, it thought wrong. I said, shoot them in the head.
Nobody should ever like that page.
Hell no. Actually, it's funny because I actually put it in a way that you put it. I put, why the fuck was Lil Wayne suggested to me? No one should like Lil Wayne. He's fucking horrible. He's got no talent. Looks like a gremlin.
Man, what the hell is that, man? Why do they put a waffle on a stick?
The fuck is a waffle doing on a stick?
Why would anybody think of making that?
I don't know.
And that's just odd, man. There's just things you don't put on a stick.
Hell no, that's one of them.
Do you not have forks? Is that why you're making this, or?
Are they Chinese?
No,
or
man.
Japanese?
It's these people working on this Warped Tour thing. They're making waffles on sticks and shit.
Ah. That sounds horrible.
And now these people are fighting for some reason. Man, if I got in a fight with this dude, man, I would just rip his fucking earlobes out since they're already blown the fuck out.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing.
I mean, it's an open thing right there. You got big-ass earlobes and shit now. Just fucking grab them. What the hell is that?
Pokemon!
Why is it that we have to hear that?
I got bored.
I do remember hearing that music a lot when I played that, yes.
Yeah, man, my fucking Quivala, or I forget the fucking thing, I forget what called. It's evolved form of Cyndaquil.
So how about my WWE order got here at 7 o'clock for some reason?
What, in the morning or p.m.?
No, at nighttime for some reason. I was like,
what?
What
the fuck?
Yeah, because apparently it wasn't there when everybody came home, because I opened the door and there's some packages on the porch. I was like, the fuck? You all just walked right by this? And they're like, it must have just came. I was like, it's 7 o'clock. So when does the mail come at 7 o'clock, man? I didn't even know they did that on holidays, even.
Yeah, it's not even a holiday yet, though.
You know, holiday shipping and, you know, shit like that.
Well, yeah.
You know, how stores stay open later, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Hey, look, a Pidgeotto.
Nah.
Even though my
weak-ass Pokemon.
Yeah, even though my fucking Pidgey just fucking evolved into a Pidgeotto.
The fuck comes up with these names?
Fucking hard, though. Like fucking Pikachu.
Yeah, really. Where the fuck did that come from? I mean, Squirtle is at least, you know, you actually know how that came about.
Yeah. The fucking chick was probably squirting.
But it's a dude. That Now you just made that awkward. Or you got Jigglypuff, some fat bitch that puts you to sleep.
Yeah, sounds like opera.
Yeah, there you go. That's how they got Jigglypuff. They went to an opera and they fell asleep. Why was that dude angry that the person was sleeping?
I have no idea. It looks like we see the black belt on fucking Pokemon.
Black belt?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that is fucking gross.
What, the fact that he won a black belt?
No, the fact that that dude's droopy earlobes, he just took them and he wrapped them around his ear.
What the fuck?
Anyway, how do you get a black belt on a Pokemon game?
Fuck him, I don't know. I just walked up to a dude, started talking to him, and he gave me a black belt.
I didn't realize this was karate.
Well, I think it's probably for, like, the fighting-type Pokemon, though.
Like, what the hell is his name? Hitmonchop.
Hitmonlee, Hitmonchop, Machop, Machoke, Machamp. Mank.
Machoke, Machamp.
Mankey.
Yeah, what the hell was the name of that? That, like, forearm dude?
That would be Machoke. No, Machamp.
Damn, yo, they just turned this into, like, a wrestling match. They're gonna be fighting this shit.
Yeah, we see the TM10.
Huh.
TM10. Okay, TM10 contains hidden power.
No.
Okay, then what does TM10 contain?
Trademark 2010.
Sure.
I don't fucking know. I don't know what the hell that is.
It's one of the things you get here in the Pokemon game.
Was that like a potion?
Yeah. No, in a way, yeah. Now I got a TM43.
Speaking of potion and shit, man, I got into that Owlus game, and, you know, besides the fact for drinking potions and shit, asking you fucking questions and shit, how the fuck am I supposed to know the answer?
I don't know.
Like, how is the queen like a typhoon?
How is the queen like a typhoon?
Yeah, talking about the queen in the game.
Why is she like a typhoon?
Well, my choice was, what the hell was my choice?
You don't even remember your own choice.
mean and nasty or something. But a typhoon doesn't try to be, or some shit like that. I don't know, but the damn cat said perfect. So I guess I got it right.
The fuck?
Yeah, asking these random ass questions and shit. Like, what the fuck? I don't know these answers.
Look, eccentric. I got one of those.
Here's another question for you. What does teeth have to do with Alice in Wonderland?
Fuck if I know.
Because throughout the game, you go around collecting teeth.
That sounds almost like fucking, what's it called, Saw, where you had to move fucking fuse boxes around.
No, this is nothing like Saw. Saw is a very difficult game. This game is very easy.
Let's see if I can catch a fucking Gyarados.
Although there was the one part where you had to go around and collect all these people to put on a show or something. And then he got all that done, and then a fat-ass walrus just ate them all.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. All these animals and shit you had to go get. A fucking walrus just wanted them so he could fucking eat them. Fucking asshole.
So did you eat the walrus? The wallet. Walrus?
No. What the hell do I want to eat the walrus for?
I don't know.
And then the one part of the game, she went back into the insane asylum. She's all walking around in a straitjacket with a bald head, looking like Britney Spears. I enjoyed that part, and the part where like she just ate the cake and she got real big, and then you just stomp it around the fucking place.
I still don't get the whole fucking teeth thing and why I had to get a walrus for.
No, you didn't have to get a walrus. The walrus was the character, dude, along with another guy that were putting on a show, so they said. So they made you go and find people to be in the play. And then they just fucking ate them.
Ah.
Because they're like killers or whatever the fuck.
That sounds absolutely retarded.
Are they retarded? I thought that was pretty fucking dope. Made you go find, what the hell, you're underwater or some shit, so it was like a bunch of fish and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it's not Pokemon. I mean, you know, it's not going to grab your interest.
I'm trying to get to that fucking Red Gyarados. I don't want to use Flash. I want to use fucking Sweet Scent, damn it. Man, this makes absolutely no sense. I have no idea how to get to the fucking Red Gyarados. But I'm just saying, man, it just sounds weird that, you know, that Paul Heyman's in the fucking game. And, yeah, I don't know. It just seems weird.
Well, it could be similar to Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman.
Exactly, see?
There you go. I'm going to go bulldog somebody in the ocean.
Or pull a fucking Mark Henry and junkyard dog.
The fuck do I want to headbutt somebody for?
Hey, why wouldn't you?
Because I'd probably knock myself out.
Well, yeah, there's a possibility of that, too. Yeah.
Oh, the rock bottom.
Slow, bro.
The rock bottom in the sand. 1, 2... Oh, no, he kicked out.
Oh, fuck. But next thing you know, just give you a spear.
Oh, the famous, sir.
Yes, oh, the famous, sir.
He fucking got pinned off the Famous. Dolph Ziggler and Billy Gunn would be mad.
So either you're playing WWE 2K14 or you're playing out of spill.
Wait, what?
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, wait, are you still watching that Warp Brody's thingamajigger show?
Yeah, they were just wrestling in the ocean on there.
Damn.
Hit him with the Rock Bottom, hit him with the Famous.
Oh, bud.
That's like that one video I saw somebody hit the RKO in the ocean.
And that would have been interesting.
Planted his face right in the sand.
I would have loved to seen that happen to somebody.
Well, search it on the internet. You can probably find a different one, if not the same one.
Probably. Man, these niggas keep fucking just straight up jocking you for your fucking money.
Who is jocking you?
Team Rocket.
Team Rocket.
Yeah.
The title belt that he's holding, that he won off of that match, is a tag team belt.
Oh, fuck.
It looks like it's the WWE one.
Wow. So that wasn't even for a fucking title, it was just for a tag title.
But it's only one belt.
Yeah, that still makes no sense. Let's see. I could buy a Slowpoke Tail Pokeball. I want you to one of those.
The fuck are you gonna do with it? With a tail.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Yep.
Fuck is it? Like a cow tail?
In a way, yeah. No, there ain't nothing else you can do with me. Oh, there, old man. Yeah, the dude in here that's trying to sell me a fucking Magikarp tail. How the fuck do I get up into the, what is it doing? I don't want to buy anything. Can you get the fuck away from me? Fine, I'll buy one. Stupid fucking merchant. Now go the fuck away. Motherfucker, like, I'm gonna kill this nigga.
Yeah, I uploaded a special song just for you.
What song would that be? Who's it by?
Act a Fool.
Ah, Mr. Ludacris.
Just for you. Oh, and that Too Fast, Too Furious guy you always play.
He must have just uploaded it.
Yeah, about an hour ago.
That probably explains it. I haven't seen it yet. He's probably having Probably because like, I haven't refreshed my soundboard yet. Till now.
Yeah. Too busy listening to Jump Study.
Yeah. And playing Pokemon. Pokemon. Gotta get them all.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be dope if they had actual live Pokemon.
Yeah, they're called furries.
Yeah, no, I don't want those.
Those are your real life Pokemon.
Well, anyways, here, act the fool.
Tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. Somebody broke in and cleaned out your crib. Boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. Just bought a new pair and they scuffed your shoes. Tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. Now them cops tryna throw you in them county blues. Boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. Talkin' about gat, traps, cops and robbers. It's 911, please call the doctor. Evacuate the building and trick the pigs. Since everybody want a piece, we gon' split your wig. See some fools slipped up and overstepped their boundaries. You bout to catch a cold, stay the fuck around me. Your peeps talking about what kind of shit he on. You'll disappear like poof, bitch be gone. You think 12 gon' catch me? Give me a break. I'm supercharged with a hideaway license plate. It seems they wanna fingerprint me and give me some years. They'll only get one finger while I'm shifting gears. I got suede on my roof, wood grain on the dash, sheepskin on the rug, golden grain in the sash. Hydraulics all around, so I shake the ride. We go front, back, and side to side. Some punk just tripped up and made you spill your drink. Tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. Now your car just stopped on an empty tank. Boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. If you got late bills and you lost your job, tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. If you bout to get drunk and you ready to mob, boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. Let's take it to the street, cause I'm ready to cruise. Just bought me and my cars all some brand new shoes. And the people just there, so I love to park it. And I just put a computer in the glove compartment. With my pedal to the floor, radar on the grill, TV in the middle of my steering wheel. It's my car's birthday, so we blowing them candles. More speakers in the trunk than my ride can handle. Got my name in the headrest, read it and weep. Nice tank in the back, camel hair on the seat. And when I pull up to the club, I get all the affection. Cause the women love the pain and they can see their reflection. I'm about to take off, so F what you heard. Because my side mirrors flap like a fucking bird. And for the fools, we gon' clock one, then we'll pop one. Cause my folk riding shotgun with a shotgun. You just got hustled for a wad of cash, man. What you gon' do? Act a fool. Now your friends just smoked up your brand new stash. Say, what you gon' do? Act a fool. Now them girls up the block still running their mouth. Boy, what you gon' do? Act a fool. If anybody talk bad about the dirty style, tell me what I'm gon' do. Act a fool. I got my eyes wide shut and my trunk wide open. Did donuts last week in the street, still smoking. See, I'm off the antifreeze and my car is tipsy. On the off-ramp, doing about 150. Rolling through East Pern on my way to Ben Hill. Slide a 5 to the junkie to clean my windshield. Got the whole crew riding and we starting shit. I even got a trailer hitch with a barbecue pit. And now all you wanna do is get drunk and pouch. Plus your new name is Fire, cause we stomped you out. And yeah, we blow trees and bees, that's fantastic. So girls, hold your weed while I'm weaving through traffic. I kick the fifth gear and tear the road apart. You'll be like Lil John Q and get a change of heart. It's one mission, two clips, and some triple beam. I'm about to blow this whole shit up to smithereens. The potholes in the street just bent your rims. Tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. Man, that ain't sticky, that sticks and stems. Boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. Catch your man with another bitch up in your bed. Ladies, what you gon' do, act a fool. If the bottle's all gone and your eyes are red, boy, what you gon' do, act a fool.
Too fast, too furious,
act a fool,
too fast,
too furious,
too fast,
act a fool,
too fast,
too furious,
too furious.
I'm acting the fool.
That's pretty funny that that 2 Chainz dude name used to be Titty Boy. Just imagine if that song was Titty Boy, Big Booty Ho.
Oh, bud. Well, at least now we know why he changed his name.
Actually, man, I think, like, that used to be, like, a bunch of people together was, like, Titty Boy, man, I swear.
I wouldn't doubt that whatsoever.
I think I even saw Rick Ross wearing a shirt that said that.
Man, Rick Ross is just a fucking moron.
No shit. He was a cop. Now he's a rapper.
Yeah. He should have just stuck to being a cop.
It's like, why are they beating up the fat clown? No, what kind of message are they sending? Get the midget handler.
Man, I forgot this came on twice.
It's going to be on 3 times. What are you talking about?
True.
Patchouli, you know what I'm saying? And he has a massage table where he rubs oils into his back. He wearing sandals with socks. And he wears like one of those like 1920s newspaper boy hats. You know what I'm saying? Just one of those dicks, man. I would kill myself if I was friends with Daughtry. Why would you be friends with Daughtry? But he comes up. I mean, I would hate myself. I'd be so mad at myself if I knew Daughtry. What does Daughtry seem like the kind of guy that would fire one of his crew members for smoking weed? The rest of this video, no one make eye contact with Daughtry. Do not speak to
nobody
him.
Nobody make eye contact with anyway. He looks like a normal guy off the street. You don't even know him when he walks in.
If I was in a Taco Bell and you said Daughtry's sitting over there, I wouldn't even take the time to glance my eyeballs over to his balls.
It wouldn't matter. If you did, you wouldn't know which one was him anyway.
Just looking at this video, looking at Daughtry, listening to his music, you know he does not follow the Insane Clown Posse code of freshness.
If there's one thing he does not approve of, it's ICP. I would say, tisk, you guys.
And I do not approve of Daughtry, so that's fair.
Right.
Sweet Sugar Slam! Launch the next video, if you will.
Have your cake and eat it too, boys. It's Birthday Song by T-Tay featuring Kanye West.
Worst song ever.
I don't know. It's all right.
Two Chainz. He was a rapper before he flopped by his other name, Titty Boy. Is that what you call him? Titty Boy. Titty. You know what? Where was all eyes on that big golden ass? Look at that cake. Ass cake.
I want an ass cake. Wow.
You know, really,
he wants an ass cake.
Two Chainz ain't asking for much for his birthday.
Where the birthday party is?
Look, he knows how to cut the
house. It looks like one of those commercials for the air freshener.
Right.
Blind them and sit them in the house, and they say how fruity and rosy and smelly it is.
Which you gotta give his family props though, because look, his family delivered. All he wanted was a big booty. They bought him multiple big booties. You know what I'm saying?
How come we can't see her ass?
Too hot for TV. Was her anus hanging up or something?
What's going on in the garage beside
in the garage smoking it out. What is that behind him? They're our titties. They're not booties. They're like there's titties on top of a drum.
Why does Kanye look like his armpit stink?
Whoa!
Wow!
You can see where it's
right. This video is actually fresh. It's got my props.
No doubt. It's like a real neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? Real hood rats, but they're not all tight and stuff. They got like little fat asses.
Right.
Kanye got those single on them.
With blotches on their legs. I like that.
Right. Look how young his little pants are. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Go.
Whoa, why are they beating down the fat clown? What kind of message is this? What are they trying to say? Lucas! Get his engine out of here!
Right, they've got a wild midget running around and nobody's tripping over it.
Man, right, that's really how he acts when he gets stuck. He goes,
somebody call the midget now. Where's the midget handler? Get the midget handler here and call his ass down.
Kanye was rocking a midget pack.
There was an action pack in the video. Kanye split him off.
The midget went on the way.
He was like, I don't know.
Because
he had awesome, like, this basketball stores. He's like, I need them leather pants when I'm checking them in.
Kanye looks like he's wearing his mom's jewelry. All that jewelry, you know what I'm saying?
Why is Kanye looking at that dog's face when he's got Kim Kardashian at home?
Why wasn't Kim's big booty in the video?
He's like, put them all the same.
He's like, Kanye, no how. Hey, it's Ron Small, comedian extraordinaire here at ICP Theater. Coming up next, baby. Juggalos and Juggalettes, get ready. I'm excited. Especially
when you juggle that. I'm gonna
do something. We'll be back with more Insane
Clown
Posse Theater.
Man, that dude's just a fucking nut. Who was that? That black dude, the comedian dude that they had up on there with him.
Blackalo.
Yeah, the Blackalo. That's what it actually is.
That's what he kept saying.
But the sad thing is, now we're going to end up seeing a shitload of motherfuckers up on Facebook calling themselves that.
Yeah. The thing is, we already had a black Lodo, man. His name is Big Hoodoo.
Yeah, it's true.
Speaking of Big Hoodoo, why don't we play some Dark Side, my Black Low? nigga.
Sounds good to me, nigga. Miguel the Mid. Oh, no. I mean, technically, if you really think about it, though, too, we already had a black load way before Big Hoodoo. His name, Isham.
Well, yeah, then there's that, too.
Boondocks, 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 Bullflex, Blaze, Blaze. It's a good start.
Buckside. 300,000 dead. A quarter, more than a quarter of a million people dead. Blah, blah, blah. And the rest, they're going to suffer.
My reflection fades more in the mirror every day. Dark clouds in the sky feel like they pulling me away. Daydreaming, but I'm leaning like my body's in a coma. Kush, wake me out my sleep, cause I'm weak from the aroma. Let me slip into your ear and take a trip with all my listeners into a new dimension with a hoodoo practitioner. This is the story about the evil that never dies. When worlds collide, my soul just ride from the dark side.
Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me? And take me from this life of confusion. This world is not the place I feel that I oughta be. Pray your happiness is just an illusion.
I'm going off dust in the desert by the fire. Smoking Bob Marley, trying to talk to Richard Pryor. Speaking in tongues, but the souls hear me clearly. When I finish chanting, you can see him standing near me. Riding with the dead like I'm driving in a hearse. You wanna ride with us? We gotta kill you first. Black magic hour, getting better with my power. Look the wraith in the eye so you don't die like a coward. Shadows coming at you all around out the darkness. Sinister intentions, dead henchmen are heartless. You see flashes of the bad shit you did in life. The more you watch, the more you fade away from the light. Now it's void of all color, you caught in between. Where the wind never stops and all you hear is screams. You can't get away, ask anyone that's tried. Your soul is now forever lost in the dark side.
Can you blow your magic all over me? And take me from this life of confusion.
Lost in the dark side.
This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion.
Handful of black magic, I throw some. If a crumb land on you, watch you go numb. Detroit City, where the real killers come from. Fuck with us, we leave you on the steering wheel slump. With your brains oozing out both of your eye sockets. Run your pockets, stomp your girlfriend unconscious. I'm with the monsters because they know that I'm a beast. Starving like I never ate, now it's time to feast. If you were late, then for you, this is your release. Big hoodoo or call me Dole Doubler, a hustler from 7 Mile. I'm psychopathic, now we dominate the underground. And I don't fuck around, I'm holding my position down. When I roll through your town, we gon' smoke a pound. Drink the potion out the skull, my life is fried. I don't give a fuck, cause I'm in love with the dark side.
Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me? And take me from this life of confusion. This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion. Hoodoo, can you blow your magic all over me? And take me from this life of confusion. This world is not the place I feel that I ought to be. Where your happiness is just an illusion.
And we're back.
Of course that hurts.
It's like prison scene. What the fuck?
That's exactly what it's like.
Excellent question, goddammit.
I was gonna ask if you've ever paid for sex.
I myself have.
Of course I have.
You all want to
on the road and you're doing like road shows and gigs,
right.
You meet girls in these towns and you don't really want to have a relationship with them that's past, I don't know, 15 minutes that night at home. So what you want to do is just get a pro. So now you just bang the pro, she leaves. Now next time you play that town, you don't have to worry about some girl hanging around the venue looking for you.
So you're trying to say there's not many Shiraz small groupies.
That's right. I defeated it. I'll have one tricky situation in Cincinnati, but I handled it.
You did. Well, how about we be funny and check out some videos?
Let's do it, man. That's what I'm here for.
Woo!
Let's kick it.
Sugar Slam, take us into hyperspeed.
It better not be all black videos, either.
Better not be all black videos, either.
And then you get the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, right.
I got a feeling.
I got a feeling that these guys suck.
No, they don't. These guys are awesome. He's got a sexy face. She's sexy all over.
Yeah, what I have is pretty pretty.
Yeah, he's got a little vicious tutu in him.
Yeah, why is this guy in the group?
Because he's sexy.
I'm a connoisseur on sexy dudes, all right? And that is not sexy.
He's a connoisseur on sexy dudes. That's
sexy.
No.
Whoa, that's impressive.
That's a real
ass. Oh, and then, dude?
He was levitating. That was pretty dope.
And he's pretty useless, too,
right?
That's what I'm talking about. What about the levitation movie? Being the other two dudes in Black Eyed Peas is like being the other two bitches in Destiny's Child. Being in the group and just being in the back counting money like y'all killing it out there tonight.
Yeah. Fergie, you love out there, girl.
Now Fergie's got a face only a mother can punch. Can we agree? Look, see, Fergie's got like she could have a wig on and a penis, right?
I was just gonna say, Fergie has a little bit of a man's jawline.
Yes. Yes.
Well, what you fail to realize is Fergie grew up a little Thai boy.
They got the wardrobe from whatever the heck they stole from different worlds.
Is that the Wayne Wayne I just saw in the back? I just saw the Wayne Wayne. I'm like, I'm using
the glasses down.
Well, what the hell's in the bucket?
That's the ooze that the Ninja Turtles turned into Ninja Turtles.
Line from Ghostbusters.
That's where you say, I don't know, on Nickelodeon. They throw it in your face.
Well, that's the lipstick. That's dope looking.
What white director's idea was that?
Right.
I'm some of that dumb fluorescent stuff on his black lip.
So that'll work. I do a lot of videos I don't want to talk about. Fluorescent his lips up. Fluorescent up his lips.
Why don't we just roll out fluorescent watermelons, too? Let's roll that out there instead.
That's not a party you want to be at, right?
Exactly.
Not when the bad guy jumps in a pool with the white panties on. Absolutely not. The funnest part about that party is believing.
You know what, that's like a straight-up nerd party.
You're a strip nerd.
Nerd.
With their, like, geek glasses and
yeah.
Stuff. And you want to know the crazy part about that video? There was no alcohol or drugs involved.
No.
It was purely just, like, Kool-Aid pop and cake.
I saw one of the girls pull a titty out, and Will Adams said, get the out of here.
Amazon. Got a bone?
We can make it work. We can make some money.
Okay.
All right. It's a different division. Thank you, sir. Black loads for life.
I think we have a new friend.
Yes, I hope so. Sugar Slam, take us to this.
Yes, I hope so. Fucking Jay says.
Time for Botox Flavor.
There we go.
Look at this.
Leftovers, you know what I'm saying?
Cunningham would be trying to hit it. You know, the Fonz never wore a condom either. So, so many little Fonzes out that he don't know about. Whoa, hotness in the middle.
Laura says they wouldn't give it to Peyton and Goliath.
She shouldn't even be in the Kardashians. What are you talking about? Everybody that goes out with either that one or the one over there constantly fantasizes about
her. Who's here with your sister? Who's here with your sister?
I think that the other one's decent, you know what I'm saying? She's got a pretty face. That's the one that goes out with that ass, that rich ass, what's his name, Scott. But you just want to kick his ass.
What does that guy do? How's he paid besides for banging her?
That's all he does is that. That's all he does, dog. He gets paid, he drinks, and he does her.
Hold on, say the Funky Bunch like four times in a row.
No, the Funky Bunch, Funky Bunch.
Funky Bunch, Funky Bunch. Really?
We'll be back with more in
Yeah, sometimes Shaggy just says some stupid things.
Yeah, he really does.
That's mainly why Violent J does all the talking.
Yeah, I think we all noticed that one. But then again, last season that wasn't such a good thing either.
Well, last season they both were a little ridiculous.
Exactly.
How many times are you going to lick your lips, bitch? Do you really have to watch the commercials, too? I thought you got fast forward.
I do.
Either one of
Beyonce
would whip Kim Kardashian in the front of the neck. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing on Beyonce, dog.
What the fuck does that even mean?
What?
She would whoop her in the front of her neck.
I don't even know.
Does that mean she'd like throat punch her?
I guess so.
Here's Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch with the vibration. Come on, come on. Feel it, feel it. Feel the vibration. Marky, he's fresh today.
I didn't get that. Can you do that again?
Incredibly attractive. Sexy enjoys it. Well, how can you not be sexy and attractive when you curl cinder blocks? Why didn't they want me to be shirtless in our video? Why don't I have handlers wanting me to curl cinder blocks?
All the sex is a side, though. Come on, man. Mark Wahlberg is the bottom. He was, what, like 17 here, 18? You know what I'm saying? He was just getting paper back then off being Marky Mark. And then he graduated onto acting with that one movie,
Fear. That was a great movie.
That's what I'm saying. Then he blew up on the spot with Dirk Diggler and all that.
Dirk Diggler. God damn it, they had to mention that motherfucker's name.
Yeah. I'm sure Dawn would be happy about that.
Man, I'm sure she would.
You're telling me how fresh the video is.
Maybe I personally have to like watching men work out. That didn't come out right.
Well, if you look at this, back in the day, he did not know guys with him.
No, that was the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, they casted all those guys.
We would see who was singing.
You gotta look cool, so you need to get 14 black dudes behind you.
Right, we'll be known as the Funky Bunch.
Because his real friends look like One Direction. His real friends back in the day were New Kids on the Block. How many times are you gonna lick your lips, bitch?
He's LL Cool J protege.
The Funky Bunch was
Well, it's time to turn Fuse off.
Oh, I'm still watching this shit.
No,
mainly because it's Lil Wayne. All
Lil Wayne.
Oh, God. What do you think they're going to do? Haunt you if you say four times this year and Marky Mark? They're going to show up and start dancing?
Let's take a break from our music videos. It's time for our venereal video.
Why is it called a venereal video?
Oh, you don't know?
Uh-huh.
go away. Really? Motherfuckers? I mean, they does that every single episode.
Yep.
Why? Did you think that's going to get your role in Jackass 4? Another day, more stupidity.
Hey, ain't that the fucking truth?
Shut the fuck up, you little gremlin little fucking faggot. If I stab you in the fucking jugular. Matter of fact, I don't think anybody would actually object to me fucking stabbing Lil Wayne in the jugular.
No, not really.
Except for his gay little faggot ass friend and Van. But oh well, they can die too. They can die with them.
Yeah, bitch.
Burn them all. What if I teach Pichu? What the hell is it? Pichu? Surf. We'll find out.
What?
Pichu. yes.
No.
Pichu, you know, the pre-evolved version of Pikachu.
No, I don't know.
Guess I'm taking out Magikarp.
Magical. Is that what the ambulance is for?
Yeah. I'll put Togepi away for a little bit.
That just sounds wrong.
I can get rid of this Rattata or Rattata or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Switch all Magikarp and Togepi is officially in the box.
Togepi is officially in the box, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, Surf, use, and I bet I need a fucking Squirtle. I need a fucking Squirtle, really?
You're trying to Squirtle all over them Jigglypuffs?
Yes. Deposit Magikarp. Since it's completely useless.
Yeah. kind of like menopause.
Well, yeah. Okay, what Pokemon? Now I gotta figure which Pokemon can learn surf.
None of them.
Can learn surf.
Charizard, he's going to be surfing.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I guess you'd be calling that Icy Hot.
No. Okay, I need a Krabby. What the fuck?
Wow, dude. They just give all these idiots TV shows.
You actually watching the Lil Wayne shit?
No.
Talking about them
people that do, like, I don't know what the hell that is. They're always talking about rappers and shit.
I don't know
what the hell they're called, I guess. I don't fucking know. They got, like, a radio show and shit, too. They're all over MTV.
That's a lot of them, motherfuckers.
But they got their own show where they talk about artists and shit. But now, apparently, this dude has his own show. Do all of them have their own separate shows? Like, what the fuck are you doing? Nobody wants to watch that.
I don't know what.
Does Gamefly even really appeal to anybody? Does anybody even use that?
I've used them as a message before.
Oh, yeah? Once?
Yeah, once, but I mean, it's definitely a good, definitely a good site to go through.
Oh, yeah? Why, you only use it once, then?
I didn't feel like pain.
But you buy games anyway.
Exactly.
So what's the difference?
Paying $8 a month for like especially if you don't use it.
Well, that's why you use it. Pay for it just for it to sit there. You know,
yeah,
kind of like what Busta B does with his PlayStation.
Yeah. True. Okay, I have to go back to Goldenrod City now. Yay!
Yeah, you would go to Rod City.
No, fuck. No. I said Goldenrod City.
So, like, yeah, it's much better. So are you saying you only have eyes for gold member?
No. No gold member. Fuck out of here with that shit.
So I think Rob Dyrdek should stop doing that ridiculousness show and bring back Fantasy Factory.
Yeah, we'll bring back Big. We'll put in Robin Big.
Man, it's pretty much the same thing. Except they're not really going to do that anymore since, you know, he got a kid. Big Black got a kid.
Yeah, bastard.
You seem upset.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I mean, you see him from time to time on that Fantasy Factory show, so it's just the same thing.
True.
But that ridiculousness show, man, you could just see those damn videos on the internet. But yet they got like three shows on TV showing you the same fucking videos.
Yeah, true.
Well, thank you for your input. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Wish I had a motivational speaker like you. Help me get through life.
Yeah, you'd be screwed.
You really amp me up for things.
Again, you'd be screwed. Back to the golden rod. Wait, that's not wrong.
Yeah, see, you're back to the rod, homo.
I need Evie.
So, what's the final verdict on the interview Friday?
I don't know. I haven't been able to get. I haven't even been able to get a hold of the motherfucker.
So we're not even sure if he's going to show.
Nope. I called James yesterday. Didn't answer. Called him today. Didn't answer.
Well, leave a message.
And I did. At least three times.
Well, don't overdo it.
No, I left a message yesterday. Left a message today. So now if we could just figure out a way to fucking get a hold of them, it'd be great. But we have no way.
Well, may go down. Speaking of which, have you found a link for his EP that he put out Tuesday there?
I have not yet.
Somebody posted one up. He said you need some fucking password to it so it doesn't work.
Oh, fuck?
You know how you have to have passwords and shit sometimes? Well,
yeah.
You could download it, but you need a fucking password to open it. Who
yeah.
knows what the fuck the password is, though?
Fuck if I don't know. That's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, pretty much. But I'm just saying, I don't know why somebody would post that if it had a fucking password on it. They probably didn't even download it themselves.
Probably not.
Probably just posted up the link because somebody asked for it.
Yeah, probably.
And on top of that, it's only five songs.
Well, so I need to find a way of getting to, but I think what we need to do first is figure out if it's still going down before we get the EP.
So are you saying you're not going to listen to him if he doesn't show up?
No, let's do it. I just won't be, sure about the fact that he's going to show up.
Well, it'd be nice to know today.
Exactly. So I'm going to call him up again today. And if it doesn't answer, I'm just going to assume that, it's not going down. We'll just have to reset it.
Yep.
There, Evie is now named after Eve Torres.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yep. I just named him after Evie. Well, I just named Evie after Eve. So it's more likely I probably never use that Pokemon anyways. Man, unless it's learning Surf. Not happening.
Why the hell do you want to surf anyway?
Because I need to surf so that way I get to the Red Gyarados.
Fucking fly there.
Man, if I could, I would.
They should just let you jump on a fucking flying Pokemon.
Now you think that would, man, you think that would, but unfortunately you have to be in the water in order to get to the Red Gyarados.
Or just jump on fucking Blastoise's back and just fucking go across the water swimming.
I ain't got a Blastoise yet.
What on your skirt?
I know. Let's hop back up onto the bike.
Up on the bike? Why the hell do you have a bike?
Because you're given a bike in the game.
What are you doing? You're playing Paperboy, aren't you? That's what you're doing.
That'd probably be a hell of a lot easier game than this right now.
Dude, is this screensaver? Is that Lil Wayne on there, man? That better not be drama. What are you doing?
I don't even think drama knows.
But what the hell does he care? He got a clothing line and he makes beats.
Exactly. Man, how about the fact a couple days ago someone tried tagging some random dude into one of our promos?
Okay, and who might that be?
I don't know. I went to the dude's page and I saw Lil Wayne, so it was like, yeah, no, fuck that.
So did you untag them?
I ignored them. I ignored the tag.
I don't understand why people want to tag your photos.
Well, they're mostly tagging the promos, but still, I mean, come on.
But I'm just saying,
yeah, like,
they're your photos. It's not like you're going to their profile and, like, tagging yourself in their shit or something. Like, it's just weird.
Exactly. Man.
Like, no, motherfucker, I don't want you to be tagged in this photo so you can comment every time somebody comments or something.
Exactly. You don't deserve to be on my photo. You like Lil Wayne. Thank you, sir, niggas.
What?
I said inconsiderate niggas tagging themselves in my shit.
Yeah. Was the dude an artist?
I don't think so.
Oh, so just some random fucking dude. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Man, I'm just watching this spider fucking climb up my wall.
Man, fucking smash.
Man, I'm going to clip it.
You know what? Clip it? You're going to give it a haircut? You want to, you know, give it a fade while you're at it?
No, I clipped it with a fucking nail clippers.
Man, fuck that. Just smash it.
Yeah.
You know, I think since I'm off from work today, there's people really love tagging my, like, you know, tagging themselves into my shit. Later on, I might take a shit, and they can tag themselves in my shit.
So are you saying you're going to take a shit and take a picture of it?
Yes.
Because that's fucking gross.
Well, since people will keep wanting to tag themselves into my shit on Facebook.
If you want to tag yourself in random shit here, tag yourself in shit. There you go.
Exactly.
Jeez, the hell you snagging on now?
I ain't snacking on anything yet.
I hear you ruffling bags. You eating something?
I wasn't ruffling anything.
Well, you're in the bathroom, so I don't know what the fuck you eating.
Man, I think that's it.
Well, no. You forgot to snap a photo.
But I'll wait till later.
What the fuck, man? Did you take a shit and now you gotta piss?
Actually, yeah.
You can't do both at the same time, man. Jeez, man, you broke the fucking toilet.
Go down. I fixed it. That's such a horrible smell.
You know it's bad when you can't even stand your own stink.
Exactly. Going through the trail.
Going through what?
Going through a trail here.
Oh, yeah? I hope you get slaughtered.
Well, unfortunately, you don't get slaughtered in Pokemon.
A wild Ghastly appears. I mean, Havoc.
Yeah, a wild Ghastly. That's definitely me.
It's definitely you, yes.
Stand true. Use cut. Thank you. That's... find my way to a fucking place with a shitload of water.
What?
I need to find my way to a place with a shitload of water.
A place with a shitload of water.
Yep.
Yeah, now I'm fixing to deal with one Pokemon. It's a psychic type Pokemon. It's a drowsy.
Ooh, Alakazam.
Nah, man, drowsy.
How is that what kind of Pokemon is it?
It looks like a fucking ant-eater combined with,
You're saying psychic? Did you say psychic?
Yeah.
How is drowsy a fucking psychic Pokemon?
Because it knows hypnosis and shit. And Dream Eater.
Man, it put himself to sleep.
Exactly.
That's fucking stupid.
Hey, now we're going to the tower.
Yes, the tower. It was hot. They knew someone's in the tower. It was probably the best song off that CD.
Damn it. Let me enter the tower before I fucking kill your ass, nigga.
And poof, my life went out. What the fuck? And bang, or whatever the fuck he says. I don't even know the words. And it was hot that day.
Are you feeling okay over there?
No, not really.
Man, I don't feel checking my Facebook. People need to go away. Stop fucking tagging me and shit. They asked me to join shit.
Man, I tagged you in a bunch of shit the other day. You didn't even fucking care.
Unfortunately, now I got Casper Higgins. If anybody to play Dragon King Mahjong, fuck out of here. Dirty Savage. Invite me to a fucking event in Topeka, Kansas. Yeah, so I'm really going to get my ass there.
Wow. You fucking invite you to everything.
Yeah. And you stop.
It's like that one girl always posting up, hit me up. So every time she does, I say no. And then she said, fuck you. And I said, fuck you too.
That always works out.
It does. Mainly because she's always posting up pictures of her drinking Starbucks coffee and shit. And then the other day she called me bro. So I was in the midst of making a bunch of bitch strips. And I made one of her, and it was me tossing her out the window.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah.
Don't call me bro.
Stop saying bro. And, you know, tricking her because she's a dumb little white girl. Hey, this ain't Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some serious music right there. It's going down.
Yeah, I know, right? What the fuck's in here? Let's find out. My milk tank ain't giving me any milk no more. This here farm's got famous milk most everyone wants to drink.
Was that
I'll give me... I think so. It'll give me lots of milk if then I feed it lots of berries, I reckon.
Damn it, Tammy. Get off of Pokemon. Yeah, did you see that picture of me to Tammy Brown, too?
I think so.
Talking about how I like when she reads to me. And then has me saying, oh, I hope it's not as bad as they're smelling. And then she said, F you.
Okay, I need to toss some, let's see, iceberry. I want no iceberry fuck out of here. That can go away. The Everstone can go away. Let's go get some berries. But it's so much easier for some odd reason to play this shit on a fucking laptop than it is on an actual Game Boy.
How could that be, man? A Game Boy only has, like, 2 buttons.
Exactly. But it's so much easier.
Game Boy was very easy to play, yes.
Yeah, that it was.
But now, I gotta press a whole bunch of fucking buttons.
It's true! It's damn true.
Damn it, Angle, shut up and go back to rehab.
That will never happen. He's out for good, though.
Because he's in. No, no, no.
Level 38!
Level 38!
Man, this damn nigga has 2 fucking slow bros. Or slow folks. Get the fuck out of here. You don't need 2 slow folks.
Is slow bro a real thing?
Yes. The evolved form of Slowpoke.
Oh, I thought that was the evolved version of, like, Snooki.
Well, that too. I mean, Snooki does look like a fucking Slowpoke.
So what's the difference between those? Ain't one, like, on all fours and the other one's sitting up? What's the difference?
Slowbro's got the shoulder on his tail.
That's it?
Yeah.
Impressive.
I know, right? Such darling Pokemon. Let our Pokemon together at the same time. this Pokefan Ruth can't speak English. Hello, she's got a Pikachu. Pikachu!
Who are you peeking at, you fucking pervert?
Pikachu is dead.
Man, that was like his dude I knew, man. That's how he used to sneeze.
He used to sneeze like fucking Pikachu?
Yeah, he used to say Pikachu while he sneezed.
Oh, fuck!
Just to be a dumbass, though.
Oh, I don't think you need to do that just to be a dumbass.
Like Pikachu!
Look, another Pikachu.
Oh, no.
Pikachu versus Juggalo.
Man, quit trying to find Pokemon and find some bitches, man. What's wrong with you?
Man, there ain't no bitches in Denver I want to fuck.
Man, you ain't got to want to fuck them. Just find some bitches.
I mean, there's definitely plenty of bitches in Denver, just none that I want to fuck.
Again, man, you don't have to fuck them. Damn.
All of Vine City.
So are you saying that you can't hang out with girls? You have to fuck them if you're with them? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, I guess if you want to hang out with them. But still. I fuck them sometimes.
So that's a yes on my question. Okay.
Yep.
Can't be with a girl unless you're going to fuck her.
Don't you just miss this game?
No, not really.
That's who they have.
I miss playing Battletoads.
That was a good game
frogs,
too, yeah.
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that was a good game.
I used to play that arcade game at my doctor's office all the time.
Why the doctor's office?
Because that's where it was. It was set up in the waiting room. You know?
Definitely sounds like a better fucking doctor's office than the one I've been to.
Well, I'm saying it was for kids, though. You know what I'm saying? When you were a kid, gone to the doctors.
Makes sense.
Yeah. No, I wish they had some fucking video games in the waiting room at the real doctors nowadays.
Hell yeah. Throw like a fucking PS3 up there like a Nintendo.
Holy shit. That's what they need in, like, a hospital.
Hell yeah.
Whenever you're waiting, you know, 3 hours for them to, you know, check you in. Well, you're not dying, so go sit in the waiting room for, you know, a whole night.
I'd like to hear about Battle Tower, sure. I'll take an hour-long thingamajigger.
Yes!
Then again, I think if the hospital I worked at had a fucking PS3, I don't think I'd be working. I'd be too busy fucking playing games. But, like, just pay me for working. Or for playing games.
Yeah, no.
Havoc has turned on the PC.
Havoc is looking for small children.
No.
That's why he put the PC on.
No, that's Chris Pemlin. That's my motherfucker that's always looking for small children.
Him too.
He looks for them, fucks them, and then eats them.
Eats them?
Yeah.
So you saying he's a cannibal too?
Yes.
Cannibalistic pedophile.
Exactly.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. Go ask him.
I don't want to talk to him. Oh, because then, then he'll make another video talking about, I'm not a pedophile. Talking about, you ain't got no, you ain't got no proof on me, bitch.
Man, more likely, the FBI has fucking a whole folder on his ass.
I'm sure people got a lot of evidence showing that he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
Why'd you come all this way? Just to talk.
That's gonna do the fucking creepy as all hell though too. I think it's funny how, like, if I like, got that, when you get an EV in this game, EV's only at fucking level 20.
Oh, no.
I know, no, that's a good thing.
Yeah, because I don't have to take it up from one.
Exactly. Do you want to challenge? That's
all
not easy. I guess level 10. Damn. This is stupid. Yes. Oh, look, I just said cancel.
Ha.
Alright, fuck it. We'll go with, level 20.
No.
My party Pokemon toughest level. Well, yeah. Well, fuck you too. I don't want just battle fucking battle tower shit. Fucking retarded that you had to fucking. Fine, let me see. I'll bring Eevee into a fucking match. No battle. Actually, I'll fuck that. We'll go to level 30.
You just can't pick which Pokemon he wants to use.
Well, unfortunately, you can only use 3 in a battle tower.
Or anywhere on the game.
No, in the game you can use 6 Pokemon altogether.
Since when?
There's always.
No.
Yes. You were
no.
Always allowed to. You were always allowed to carry 6 Pokemon. A party Pokemon top is level 2. Well, what the fuck do you want, nigga? Fine, we'll go to level 40.
somebody came in the store.
Yep, someone came in the store, right? How many Pokemon did bitch have? Three. Three on three. Starmie is at level what? 40. Of course. This fucking Starmie has to use Surf.
Well, there you go. Get that Pokemon.
Can't. It belongs to somebody else.
Well, tell them you will buy that Pokemon off of you, off of them.
Man, it's okay. How am I going to do that?
I don't fucking know.
I mean, it's not like they can hear me. It's not like I can type in this shit.
Is it an actual person?
No.
Well, why are you talking like it's an actual person?
Because
I just meant like you give them something or something, man, on the game. You're walking through there talking to people with shit that don't speak English. Like, yo.
Yeah, no worries.
Like, I'll give you this Poke Fluke. You give me that Pokemon.
Man, if I had a Poke Fluke, I'd be happy.
I'm sure you would be.
Havoc turned on the PC.
Well, stop turning the PC on.
I need to get my other Pokemon back.
Where'd they go?
I put them in, deposit lady. Change box. I put them all in my box.
Whore.
Chuck. Ooh, Sudowoodo is at level 20. I'll go with him.
What the fuck did you just say?
Sudowoodo.
Sudowoodo?
Sudowoodo.
Man, it sounds like you got something in your mouth trying to talk.
Let's see, Machop. I think Machop, no, I'm dumb. Machop can't use Surf.
Apparently, can no Pokemon can.
Oh, if it's a water type Pokemon, yes.
Want to get a fucking water type, then, nigga, type.
And the only water type I have is a fucking, the hell is it? Magikarp.
Why can't Magikarp surf?
His Magikarp is retarded.
So I see it's another failed movie that was supposed to come out around Christmas time. That Last Friday movie.
Yep.
That was supposed to come out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But both times it is not shown.
Nope.
Fucking liars.
Maybe they scrapped it.
Man, they better not. I'll fucking kill them. They need to do one last one at least.
Yeah. They do, but they probably won't.
Well, they've been advertising for a long time.
Exactly.
And it was supposed to come out this Christmas. What the fuck is it?
It'll come out next Christmas. Give me my black belt.
No.
Yes.
No.
Give to Juggalo. Give another one to Sudowoodo.
Same you too, Juggalo.
I said Sudowoodo and Juggalo.
Man, you definitely said Mewtwo Juggalo.
Oh, I named my Pokemon Juggalo.
Man, you sound like a crazy ass bitch that made that one YouTube video. Talk about this is Juggalizzo or something. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I got a revive in here. Where's my revive at? There it is. Oh, well, I don't even need to revive. What the fuck?
Dumbass.
Alright, let's see if I can aim my Pokemon here. Can you surf?
Damn it, Juggalo, why can't you surf?
Because Juggalo is a fire type.
Of course.
It happens.
Who says the fire type can't surf?
Pokemon.
Motherfuckers.
Fuck it, I'll just fish.
Just fish.
Yep. Maybe I'll get a Pokemon. That's not a Magikarp. Oh, look. Magikarp.
So how many Assassin's Creed games are there?
Four. They're in the works on a fifth one, though.
What's the first one called?
I don't even remember.
Is it just Assassin's Creed?
I think so, yeah.
Cause I saw this trilogy, man. It was all three of them, but it said like Assassin's Creed 2 and then 3 and then some other one.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's like they keep coming out with all these fucking Assassin's Creeds.
Is it a fun game to play?
I haven't played it yet.
You never played one?
No.
Oh. I thought you did.
No. That'd be cursed.
Oh, I know that dumbass did.
Yeah, that's the only game he ever talked about.
It's pretty much the only game you ever played, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Noctowl.
He would never play the WWE 13, though.
Yeah, right. It's like he was afraid to play it.
That's exactly what it was. Oh, man, I saw this thing, it was funny as hell. It was this game site or whatever, dude running it, and he made a YouTube video of him playing 2K14 where he was with Christopher Daniels, and then they downloaded a Christopher Daniels.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I think so, yeah.
And they were playing the game, and then the dude fucking lost. he lost to the computer.
Oh, man.
I was like, how are you going to make a YouTube video and fucking lose?
Yeah, right. You know what? I'm going to afford to see your email.
No, don't send nothing to my email. I'll kill you.
You don't even know what it is.
I don't care what it is. Unless it's
three
some
brand new RH DVDs.
It's what?
Ring of Honor DVDs. They even have one of Daniel Bryan.
What the hell am I going to do with them?
I don't know. You can order one of them.
What the fuck I want to order them for? I don't watch Ring of Honor.
Well, there you go. There's a good reason to order it. You can watch it.
I don't even know who the hell's in Ring of Honor. Besides, like,
man, I haven't watched that shit. I haven't watched that in forever, so you're on your own with that one.
I really don't care who's in there.
Which actually, Maria is in two companies right now.
Oh, well.
She's in Ring of Honor, and she's also in, Tommy Dreamer's, company. That's a hardcore.
I was about to say, you can't even remember the name of it.
No, I can't. Oh, yeah, so quick this game, though. You can't save it. So it means that when I come back into it,